A slap in the face. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Oh, wow. Wow. Will Smith just smacked the out of me.
That's Chris Rock, who got attacked on stage at the Academy Awards on ABC after making a comment about Will Smith's wife Jada's shaved head.
That joke coming at the expense of Pinkett Smith, who's open about her battle with alopecia, which causes hair loss. Will Smith, eventually consoled by Denzel Washington and Bradley Cooper, pictured there after that slap. Smith later apologizing to the Academy for the slap while accepting Oscar for Best Actor.
Hoping Academy invites me back. Thank you.
The actor getting a standing ovation for the tearful speech.
That's Fox's Todd Pyro. Will Smith won his Oscar for his role in King Richard. Jessica Chastain got Best Actress for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. Coda won Best Picture. There will be another attempt at Russia-Ukraine peace talks this week as the Russians drop more bombs on Western Ukraine.
Lutsk has been hit because it's got an airstrip there, but this fuel depot is a new target, and it's the third fuel depot to be hit in 2 days. Just the other day, you saw a great ball of flames as a fuel depot was hit here in the town of Lviv.
Fox's Mike Tobin. COVID cases rose slightly last week here in the U.S. after dropping 9 weeks in a row from the record Omicron surge, as another round of COVID vaccine shots may be coming for some of us. Fox's Evan Brown following this live.
Yeah, Dave, there are reports that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control will give authorization to yet another booster dose of Pfizer's and Moderna's COVID-19 vaccination for people ages 50 and older. This would be shot number four. This move comes as a subvariant of Omicron is becoming more prevalent. Both the FDA and the CDC's directors could issue the authorization without review or endorsement of their respective independent review panels, Dave.
Eben, China is trying to contain a COVID outbreak with a lockdown in the city of Shanghai. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two more ex-Trump administration officials could face contempt of Congress charges. The Democrat-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot may recommend that today for Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino. They cite executive privilege for not cooperating. And there's also a focus on the wife of a Supreme Court justice who attended a pro-Trump rally before the riot that day, something one of the two Republicans on the committee was asked about.
Illinois GOP House member Adam Kinzinger did not confirm the reported existence of text messages from Ginny Thomas, wife of Clarence Thomas, urging an overturn of the 2020 election. He did say on CBS Face the Nation the reports will be investigated.
We are going to, in a methodical, fact-driven way, get to the answers here. We'll call in whoever we need to call in.
Some have speculated that Ginny Thomas may be subpoenaed by the committee as early as this week. Neither she nor Justice Thomas have commented on the messages. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The March Madness has ended for Cinderella story St. Peter's.
A historic run comes to a close.
North Carolina is heading back to the Final Four, setting up a dream matchup with Duke.
Call courtesy of CBS and the NCAA, North Carolina men's basketball is on to their 21st Final Four in program history. The 8th seed Tar Heels defeating 15 seed St. Peter's 69-49 in Elite Eight action, ending the Peacocks' remarkable journey through the bracket. UNC will now face rival Duke and Coach K one last time in the Final Four Saturday. The last one seed standing is moving on, as well as Kansas romped Miami 76-50. The Jayhawks in their 16th Final Four are going to square off against Villanova. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up modestly as the price of oil falls today. It's down $6 back to about $107 a barrel. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.